Okay, chaver, so this is the last segment of Judaism for this man. That doesn't mean that we're not Jewish after today. It just means that we won't be having shiurim. Let's talk about Bishul Akum very briefly. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Lamed Ches. At first, the Gemara has a Hava Amina that Bishul Akum is a din de oraisa based on the pasuk of Ochel Bakesef Tashbireni Va'achalti. The Gemara moves away from that. The Gemara says that Bishul Akum ultimately is Midrabanan, and the Kra is Asmachta Ba'alma. That Bishul Akum is Midrabanan, that pasuk Ochel Bakesef Tashbireni is Tamazayin Asmachta. What's the nature of the din de Rabbanan Bishul Akum? So Tosfos points out that he has a disagreement with himself and Rashi. No? According to Tosfos, Bishul Akum is based on chasnas, it's because of intermarriage. Rashi, however, as Tosfos quotes Rashi, Rashi says that it's a concern shema yachilenu devarim tmeim. Now, usually, it's thought that Tosfos is saying that according to Rashi, Bishul Nachrim is a chshash of machol sasuros, that maybe the food is going to be treif. And therefore, it's an Isser Cheftza, right? We spoke about this as opposed to Pas Akum, which perhaps is an Isser Gavra. And therefore, Bishul Akum might trafe up the pats. So I think this is the Pashtus in Rashi as understood by Tosfos. However, what I thought of this morning is as follows. If you read the Lashon of Rashi here at the top of Lamed Ches, Rashi writes, Shelo Yehi Yisrael Rogel Etzlo B'machal U'B'mishte V'yachilenu Davar Tamei. It seems to me that what Rashi is really saying is Azoi. The Bishul Akum is a halacha that we don't want Jews and Goyim to be too connected to each other. We don't want Jews and Goyim to hang around with each other as much as... We don't want them to hang out with each other. We want them to be separate. Because if Jews and Goyim would hang out with each other, maybe you'll be machal him a dor tamei zosamer later on. Not right now, no? It seems to me that what we're getting at is Azoi. I think the correct pshat in Rashi, and maybe we'll talk about this more in a minute, is not that Bishul Akum is usur right now because of Shema Yechem Dover Tamei. Not assuming that this tariff is in this food, but maybe in the future the guy will give me Dover Tamei. It's a slippery slope, right? That you're going to be too close with Goyim, you're going to end up being invited to his house for his birthday party 6 months from now, and he'll give you treif then.
So that's why even in the basis for all, it wouldn't
be. So now, gewaldik. Right? It seems to me that this is the pshat. Because Tosfos quotes from Reb Avraham ben David. So Reb Avraham ben David, I always thought over here was the Ravid, as in the Ravid of Paskiers, the Baal Plukta of the Rambam, who died in 1197, as we know. It seems that the Ravid, though, if you look in the Blau editions of the Rishonim, you know those red books? I brought them off the shelf today, put them by my muck in the base medrash. So in the Tosfos of Reb Yehuda Sir Leon, on this Tosfos, I think it's that one, Reb Yehuda of Birna. There are two different Tosfos of Reb Yehuda. So in one of them, he says that this is Reb Avraham ben David Dodo Shal Hari, which is a different person entirely. It's not our Ravid. I was looking in the Chidushe HaRavid in Avodah Zarah, Lo Matzasi Shitazu. B'Ravid Al HaRambam, Lo Matzasi Shitazu. So I get the impression that maybe it's a different... There could be lots of people named Avraham ben David. It's probably not the most uncommon name. I get the impression someone else. But the Ravid basically is Mekon Bishul Nachrim Bebeis Oshel Yisrael. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Right? That's what it says in Tosfos. Now the Pashtus is that the Ravid is saying that it's Mutter Bebeis Oshel Yisrael, because if Rashi is correct that the din is because of Shema Yachalenu Davar Tamei, there's going to be no Davar Tamei in the Jew's home. Right? All the ingredients I have at home are kosher ingredients. So if all the ingredients are kosher ingredients, so what type of concern is there, Shema Yachalenu Davar Tamei? I think that's the Pashtus in the Ravid. And if that would be the case, so then if I would be writing this Tosfos, I would say that Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Ravid, and Rabbeinu Tam is saying that no. The din of Bishal Akum is Outz Chasnus, and if it's Outz Chasnus and intermarriage, that's why we aser it even Bebeisel Shal Yisrael, because you'll intermarry. Right? That's the way I would write the Tosfos. However, if I read the Tosfos over here, and by the way, in all the Nuskaos of Tosfos that I checked this morning, I get the same impression. So Tosfos writes, V'lo hodelo Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is not maskin, Devade kevin sha'ove kochavim mevashal lo cholku klau chachamim bein yushus yisrael yushus ha'ove kochavim ki la olam yesh lachosh shema lo yizahar gam bebeisor shal yisrael kemo bebeisor sha'ove kochavim. Tosis is saying that you have to be worried that even in the Jew's home, lo yizahar. No? Tosis could have just used the word chasnos, but Tosis doesn't. Tosfos doesn't use the word chasnus. It seems to me that what the Rabbeinu Tam might be saying is Shema lo yizahar means maybe you're not going to be careful, and in the future you're going to go over to the Goy's house and he'll give you trey food later on. In other words, maybe both the Reb Avram ben David and the Rabbeinu Tam are working within this sort of Rashi Mahalach, that the din of Bishulei Nochrim is modeled after Shema Yachlenu Davar Tamei. But the Ravid is saying that the din of Shema Yachlenu Davar Tamei means that maybe the food now is going to be treif. And therefore, Bebeis Oshar Yisrael, it's not a problem, because there's no concern that the food now is going to be treif. But the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, Shema Lo Yizahar, meaning, I'm worried that in the future, the food is going to be treif. No? I'm not worried that right now the food is going to be treif. I'm worried that at some later time in history, right, it's going to be treif. Like the way we were learning Rashi, don't be ragel, because if you'll be ragel, you might come to eat tarfis by him later on. Right? And it seems to me that that's the emes d'kapshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. Again, if you don't like it, fine. I just thought of this morning. I don't think I realize this pshat until today, but sometimes there are advantages on doing something the fifth, sixth, seventh time, or I've Baruch Hashem said Shem Bishul Akum many times, but I think this is the first time I've noticed this. Good?
In the beginning, it does mention
chasnus. In other words, if I'd be writing the Tosfos, I would have a very easy out for the Rabbeinu Tam. Just saying, no, this is out chasnus, and therefore, right? But the pshat is, I think they're disagreeing within Rashi. I have no abundant evidence, but the lashon of Tosfos not using the word chasnus, I think, is highly suggestive. Should we go on? Let's go on. A little bit more. Oh. The Gemara has two lashonos. Amrav Shmor bar Rav Yitzchak, Amrav, if it's Nechol kamo shulchai, there's no Bishulei Ovdei Kochavim. In Sura, they say it that way. But in Pumpadisa, they say, Arishmar bar Yitzchak amarav, if it's not necha al shulchan melochim, lulafes boas hapas, ein bo mishum bishulei nachrim. So Lashon 1 in the Gemara is that the determining factor is whether it's necha kamo shulchai. Approach 2 in the Gemara is saying the determining factor is whether it is ole al shulchan melochim. L'cha'ora, approach 1 is based on the fact that if it's nechal kamosha hu chai, so what I'm doing is not necessarily bishul. Maybe the definition of bishul is something that changes an item. If it's not nechal kamosha hu chai, one could argue it's not bishul at all. The Rambam, of course, in Perek Ches of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Gimel, the Rambam tells me that there's no Isser D'Oraisa of Bishul on Shabbos on something that's Nechal Kamo Shehu Chai. Right? In other words, that the Rambam is probably taking Lishna Kama and he's saying that it's a general din in Bishul, it's not just a din in Bishulei Nachrim. We could have said it's just a din in Bishulei Nachrim, that Bishulei Nachrim has to be some sort of Kirvas Hadas, which means that I do a significant act for you. If the act is not significant, maybe there's no kirvas hadas. But I think I think that the Rambam, though, is taking it in a broader sort of way. The second lashon in the Gemara is that to be bishul akum, it has to be a dover that is necha al shulchan melachim lulafes bo esapas. B'meiri, there's an opinion that we don't have the girsa of lulafes bo esapas, that those words are absent. Hold that, we'll talk about it in a few minutes. My binai, who zok the Gemara, l'may nafgemina, between the reason of nechal kamo shulchai and the reason of ola al shulcha malachim. So the Gemara says, dogim katanim, ardi and daisa. Dogim katanim, small fish. Again, there's a discussion, the taisis, whether it's thinking small fish and medium fish, right? And whether fish are salted. Okay, that's like details. Small fish are not... small fish are eino nechal chai. You can't eat the fish when it's raw. But because it's a small fish, it's not olal shulcha malachim. Ardi are some sort of mushrooms. Also, they are not nechal chai. You have to cook them. Right? And it's also not olal shulcha malachim. And daisa, which is what we call porridge or farina, or something, no? It's like some sort of cereal. Also, it's not ne'achal chai. You can't eat raw farina. It has to be cooked. But also, it's not ola al shulcha malachim. This is the Gemara as understood according to Tosis, meaning all three nafgaminas are going in exactly the same direction. These are items which are not ne'achal chai, and they are not ola al shulcha malachim. So if I would hold like Lishna Kama, there would be Bishul Akum. But according to Lishna Basra, there's no Bishul Akum. Tosis already raises the question, how come all three nafgaminas are going in one direction? So Tosis basically says something to the effect of, well, it's a davar pashut, that lashon number two agrees with lashon number one. That everybody holds if it's not ne'echal, everybody holds if it is ne'echal chai, it's going to not be subject to the rules of Bishul Akum. Even Lashon 2, even the Lashon of Pumpadisa, who says that the determining factor is Ola al Shulcha Malachim, but they agree that if it's Ne'echal Chai, there's no Bishulei Nachrim. Everyone agrees. Meaning, according to Tosis, if Ne'echal Kemoshehu Chai would be subject to dispute, so the Gemara should have said in a case of Devash, right? Tosis brings up a case of Devash, a case of a Tormus, whatever it is, the Gemara could have said the nafgamina the other way, but we don't say the nafgamina the other way, according to Tosis, because Lashon 2 agrees to Lashon 1. And therefore, once Lashon 2 agrees to Lashon 1, so according to Pumpadisa, there are two rules of Bishul Akum. Right? If it's Ola al Shulcha Malachim, so then it could be subject to Bishul Akum. If it's Ola al Shulcha Malachim, I should say it like this. Even though it is not Nechal Chai, if it's not Ola Shulcha Malachim, it's permitted. But Lashon 2 agrees with Lashon 1 that Nechal Chai is a determining factor. Right? That's the way Tosis learns the Gemara. Good?
So the Rishonim himself are passing like the coolest of both. They really
They're basically passing the Lishna, like the Lashon of the Pumpadisa, right? Because Pumpadisa is masking to Surah. Even though Rabbi Penner Tainas, that Surah is an institution that are not entitled to opinions because they're 150 blocks south, right? Isn't that his official nosach or something? Right? You don't remember this, Drasha?
Yeah.
Jakey will explain it to you. But nonetheless...
The same
Bava Kama. At the same Bava Kama, right? Penner says something like that, but nonetheless, Pumpadisa's masking to Surah. That's what is clear in this Gemara. Okay, beautiful. There is, however, a dissenting opinion here in Tosis, here in the Rishonim. The dissenting opinion, actually, we've been talking a lot about Lakewood. So Lakewood has this program for learning for Balabatim. It's Gevaldik, you should know. It's Mamish. It's wonderful. It's called the Shivti program.
My cousin's involved.
It's unbelievable. And they put out...
They have the
Tzuris Adaf of everything. These are excellent Kuntresim on Bishul Akum. Really wonderful. I called them. I wanted to get some of them. So the guy spoke on the phone. Says, oh, do you have access to the internet? If you have access to the internet, you can get it. If not, then I'll have to send it to you. In other words,
Who did you speak to?
Someone in the... There's a phone number
what
over
was
here.
His name? Did Rabbi get his name?
I don't know.
You can get them online. You can get them online?
Yeah. ShiftyK.com. ShiftyYK. ShiftyYK.com.
Shifty is spelled
ShiftyK.com. It's mamish good stuff. So, So the Rash from the Teres Habayis, and the Ritva quotes this opinion in the name of the Rabbi Nochanano as well. They say that Dogim Ketanim and Ardi are Einol Nechochayin and not Olal Shocham Olachim. However, Daisa is Nechochay, and Daisa is Ola al Shocham Olachim. Meaning that the Rashba and the Teres Habayis, Bayishlishi Shar Zayin, the Rashba quotes an opinion that Daisa, cereal, is Nechochai, but it is Ola al Shocham Olachim, right? That's the opposite of Tosis. Tosis says that Daisa is not Nechochai, and it's not Ola al Shocham Olachim. So, B'mai Komeflagi, what's this machlokas? So, there's a few points of machlokas. One is the definition of Nechal Kamo Shuchai. No? Can you eat raw oatmeal? Well, raw oatmeal is basically like some sort of grain, no? The Gemara has expressions of koseis esachita. No? If I chew on wheat, that's koseis esachita. Koseis esachita, is that considered achila for purposes of being nechal kamo shuchai? Do I say because you could eat it in its raw stage, it's considered nechal kamo shuchai? The Rishonim talk about this as being nechal al yedei hadachak. No? You could eat it, just doesn't particularly taste good. You could eat it. It's edible. But it's not kishmak. That's nechal al yedei hadachak. Shulchan Aruch writes that something that is nechal al yedei hadachak, like dogim meluchim gedolim, so since it's only nechal al yedei hadachak, so it's going to be usur al tzbisho akum, v'yesh matirin. Right, in Se'if Yud Beis, there are two opinions. Whether Necha Yedei Yadachak is going to be Mutter or Aser. And the Ramah quotes, V'chein kol davar Necha Chai Yedei Yadachak Dino Kidogim Gidolim. Quinces are only Necha Yedei Yadachak. So therefore, they would be subject to Bisho Akum according to the first opinion. It would seem that the machlokas between Tosus and the Rashba relates to Nechal Yedei Hadachak, no? Because Tosus is saying that it's not considered Nechal Chai. The Daisa, the cereal, the farina is not Nechal Chai. But the Rashba is saying it is Nechal Chai. According to the Rashba, it's Nechal Chai in the sense of it's Nechal Ayidei Hadachak. Raw farina, you could chew on it. It is edible. It's like a grain. It's a plain grain.
The Torah side of the Rashba is saying that Nechal Ayidei Hadachak was Aser. No? Or was it 2 days in the Rashba?
I think it's 2 days in the Rashba, yeah. But this line in the Torah's Habayis, I think, is saying, and I'd have to look at that Torah again. But this line, the Torah's advice, I think, is saying that Daisa is Nechal Kamo Shuchai, and it seems to me that that could only make sense. That could only be make sense if you hold that Nechal Ayidei Hadachak, kach nirali. What about the machlokas regarding Ola al Shulchan Melachem? So it would seem, Lefum Rihato, that this is the same machlokas that Rabbi Ganek spoke about at our Kashrus Day symposium. If you remember, Rabbi Schwab asked the Chazon Ish about whether sardines are subject to Bishul Akum, and the Chazon Ish said, what do you think the King of England eats for breakfast? And in this Lakewood Kuntris, they quote that Rabbi Yitzchak Rubin, he was, you know, the Rav of that Sholin Harnof, where the massacre took place. He's a very big Talmud Chacham, he wrote the Orach HaShabbos, so he asked the Shaila to Rav Wozner about this, and he's inclined, that you should be Machmir. That you should be Machmir, that any food that the king would eat, any food that's not of inferior quality, would be a problem. However, he points out that the Lashon HaRambam is that Bishul Nachrim depends on food that Mazmin Chaveiro Olav. Right? That sounds like a more chashuv food, the type of food that you would invite someone to eat. To say that anything that's not inferior quality is subject to Bishul Akum would not seem to fit in well with that.
Okay.
So it would seem that the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rashba, again, this is the world according to me, but it would seem that the machlokas, Tosfos and the Rashba, might relate to this question. Tosfos is saying that Daisa is not Oilal Shulchan Malachim. What do you mean? You don't eat Farina. Breakfast! Why do you think the King of England eats for breakfast? Avadi eats Farina, no? Who would eat sardines? He eats Farina for breakfast. However, the Rashba is saying that no, it's considered Oilal Shulchan Malachim precisely for this reason. Kachner Lafiani Estaiti, that this is machlokas between Tosfos and the Rashba. Again, and like the Rashba, you have the Ritva quotes in the Rabbi Nochananel. This is a mainstream Shita in Rishonim, albeit against the Tosfos. But then the Rashba asks a kasha on this Shita, and the Rashba asks, one second, but how could you tell me that Farina is Ola al Shulchan Melachim and therefore is Asar, according to one Svara? But the Gemara says, Ola al Shulchan Melachim lelafes boas hapas, and you don't eat Farina with bread. Hani bavloi tipshoi. The Achli Nahama Binahama, to Gemara in the Derm, Daf Mem Tesam and Beis, right? Kol from last year. Mem Tesam and Beis in the Derm says, stupid Babylonians eat only starch, right? Nahama Binahama. That's what stupid Babylonians do. But what that means, Lacha'ora, is, frekt the Rashba, that it should be a problem. It should be, you can't say it's considered Oilal Shulchan Malachim because it's not Lelafes HaSapas. So the Rashba answers, well, maybe the din of Lelafes HaSapas is only necessary by lifton. Lifton means side dishes. The only time when there's Bishul Akum on the side dish is if it's the side dish that's eaten with bread. But if something's a main course, not a side dish, so the Rashba says, then it's going to be Osir, even though it's not Malafes Bo Asapas. Right? That's the Chiddush of the Rashba. That the din of Malafes Asapas is only necessary if it is a side dish. If it's something that's not a side dish, if it's a main course, you don't need Malafes Asapas. Okay. But this is certainly true, that the Rashba is discussing what's Malafes HaSapas or not, but the fundamental question as to whether it's called Oilal Shulchan Malachim, I still stick by my guns and I say that this depends on the Suffolk, the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Schwab, Rabbi Ganek says it's two opinions and Tosfos on Lamed Aleph about whether beer is Oilal Shulchan Malachim, right, etc. Okay, great, Gevaldik. This issue, of course, depends also on that Me'iri that we threw out a few minutes ago, because the Me'iri doesn't have the gears, the Lafis Bosa Pass. the Rashba does not want to go that way. He had the Gersa, but even so, he says, oh, Malafis Asapas is not necessary by all foods. There is a discussion in the poskim about, let's say, desserts. Are desserts oila al shocham malachim? The answer, of course, is yes. Are desserts malafis as a pass? Pashtus is, you're not, there's no pass at that point. It's not malafis as a pass. Some of the Achronim say, the Torah Chaim is quoted as saying, that desserts are not subject to bishul akum at all. Fruit kumpah or the like, right, whatever you eat, jello, right? It's not subject to bishul akum ki huzah. Whether we pass in this way, la halacha, is questionable. But the idea that some Rishonim hold that you need malafes as a pass, and others hold by main courses you don't need malafes as a pass, is actually something that is very relevant for many shaylas la halacha in Bishul Akum. Let's move on to two other issues. Ola al Shulchan Malachim. How do I define Shulchan Malachim? So the Star K website writes, and I can quote it for you. The Star K website says that Shulchan Malachim means. The Star K asked the White House executive chef what the White House banquet policy is regarding the use of canned products for state dinners. A specific question was, what is the policy regarding canned cranberry sauce? We also asked whether potato chips are served at state dinners. The chef's response was as follows. We would serve whatever the guest wants. However, we never served potato chips, nor do we ever use canned goods. Everything is prepared fresh. Star K website, Beferish.
That's a state banquet.
What?
Is that a state banquet?
They say state dinners.
State dinner.
State dinners.
But not stop with the, what the
president so, is. First of all, not stamazai what the present would be for breakfast. Second of all, the pashtus is, it seems to me, that there's an in-between shita that's worth focusing on, and that's the Rambam shita. The way the Rambam discusses Ola al Shulchan Malachim, and this is in Perek Yudzayin, Halacha Tesvav, and then again in Halacha Yudzayin and Yudtes, the Rambam's nusach is that it's considered Iker Hagazera Mishum Chasnus, Shelo Yizamno Ha'oved Kochavim Etzlo Beseuda, Vidover She'ino Ola Shochem Alochem Lecho Esapas, Ein Odom Mizamin Eschavero Alov. Do I invite my friend to eat it? I'll invite my friend and say, listen, Shmero, come over, I'm making your favorite chicken schnitzel. No? I'll invite my friend over, I'm making steak. I'll invite him over food that I make for you. Adam mezamin chaveiro. You get an impression from the Rambam, there is absolutely no requirement of state dinner, no? It seems to me that the Star K is making a mistake. It's a toss. There's no din of state dinner whatsoever. That's one point. Also, once I define Oilal Shulchan Malachim as what you are mezamein eschaveiro alav, so then I have to look at the question that we were speaking about, like desserts, etc., in a different sort of way. Would I ever invite someone over because of a dessert? Maybe. No? I remember when I was dating my wife, actually. So I was a little bit cheap sometimes. So if you go to a restaurant for dessert, it's much cheaper and you still have the restaurant experience, no?
And have mom's favorite dessert.
Mom, right, exactly.
They change it to mom's favorite now, mom's favorite dessert, because they want people to get
They want people not to only come for dessert. But the cheshbon of only going out for dessert, it seems to me, it could be adam mezamei neschaveiro. Right, sometimes my parents, you know, when they used to host a lot of people, like, so couples would come for dessert. Right? What about side dishes, though? Do you ever... I know that Rabbi Feldman points out that in The Simpsons, There's a nusach that you never make friends with salad. You don't invite people for salad. It could be that a salad is a different din than a dessert. And we could argue that a salad is when you require a lafes bayis hapas. Meaning, if the salad is something that you eat with the bread, so I could say that's a chelak of the meal. No? But if the salad is the type of salad that you don't eat with the bread, aren't there different types of salads or side dishes? There's some side dishes that I put out on the table with the main course. Then there's other side dishes that I serve at the very beginning of the meal. Nir lefi anias daiti, that yesh makom lechalik, between the side dishes in the middle of the meal and the side dishes at the end of the meal, based on the svara of my read of the Rambam of Adam Mizamin es Chaveiro Alav. By the way, in this discussion that
doesn't
we had,
the
Lashon HaGemara is Lelafes Boas HaPas. The Rambam adds the word parperes. The word parperes, no one knows what that word means. The Mishnayos and Brachos speak about Birech HaPas Potar HaParperes. That parperes sounds more like, I'd say, jelly. No? Something that goes on the bread. By parperes could also mean dessert. Parperes could mean side dish. It's not exactly clear what parperes means. The Gemara by us does not use the word parperes. The Rambam does.
So when Rabbi means that he wants to do mechalak between the salads by the he served with the main course and salads he served.
I would say the lafis hasapas means the stuff that is going to be part of the main course. Especially if I take a Rashba definition that the ikar seuda might mean, you know, the stuff I invite you for. So whatever is part of that ikar seuda, that's considered lafis hapas. So lafis might mean the main part of the meal. That's what I'm trying to argue. Again, I have to develop this more. But it seems to me that there's room to say this svara. And there's much more to speak about with Bishul Akum. But let's break, I guess. I have bunches of shiurim up online in Bishul Akum. If you guys are interested in hearing some of my shiitas about cranberries and potato chips and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I have have a bunch of shiurim up online, but we should probably go and daven mincha. And I want to just thank you for what for me was a very productive zman. I really gained a lot from you guys. I was very impressed that, you know, your hasmada, the way that you learned, and the way you pushed me to not just say stuff from my notes, which is a good thing. So we should have mincha, everyone. Yashikovach.